One of the core principles of Chovos HaLevavos is that Avodas Hashem can most easily and appropriately emerge from being an observant person. Observant in the sense of looking at the world around you and with careful examination and thoughtfulness, appreciating the non-stop chesed and the tovos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon us through the Bria, in the way that he created the world, in the way that he organized systems of society, of culture, and biology, and astronomy, and you name it. Literally every aspect of our Bria that we encounter has the potential to inspire a person to appreciate how carefully thought out HaKadosh Baruch Hu made every detail of the universe in a way that serves us. And that, with the appropriate response, is an impetus to increase our Avodas Hashem and our reflection on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's care and love for each and every one of us. And in the first parak that's most commonly read, the Shar HaBechina, from, you know, we usually use the term Bechina to refer to a test, but to be Mabchin really means to examine. And that's why we use a Bechina to mean an examination, to see how much you know. So here, the bechina that a person is required to do, that the Chovos HaLevavos is discussing and encouraging and even demonstrating how to do it, the bechina is to be mavchin, to examine in the world around us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present and how he is consistently and constantly and increasingly doing chesed for us. And when he starts, when he introduces this perek, he also gives us a window into why Bechina is such a difficult thing, why it is so uncommon for people to do it appropriately and frequently. And because sometimes when you know what the challenges are, when you know what the obstacles are, that can help you overcome. And that can also help you see past those challenges when you know that they're causing a roadblock that really can be surmounted. So he says, V'naktim t'chila. We're skipping a little bit from the psicha, from this initial parak. V'naktim t'chila sh'tovah z'kal yizbarach l'bruav. V'maroshin kol s'skulam, v'oshar makaz v'tovah Hashem kol, the chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for his creations. Notwithstanding that they include all creations. The pasuk says, tovah Hashem kol, v'chol zos ro b'nei adam heim ke'ivrim milhakir osam. Even so, most people, Robin and Adam, are completely blind and unable to recognize these tovos. Milahavin is gol erkon, and to appreciate the great value in them. And they don't take a closer look to appreciate essentially what they are. He wants to outline three distinct reasons why it is that people overlook this critical obligation that really should be very obvious. Let's start with number one. His askusam haraba ben yonei ha'ol mazev tenugot. We are very engrossed and preoccupied with inyonei ol mazev and the tanugim, the pleasures, the luxuries of this world. Tavos matmidis l'dvarim shalei ha'sikol osom l'olam. And he says, in particular, taivos, constant taivos for things that we may never actually get, that we're not going to actually arrive at. We're always looking for more money. Doesn't it have to be us specifically? Whoever we're describing. People are always looking for more, for higher degrees and greater extents of pleasure, enjoyment, more money, more luxuries, more enjoyment. Mitokachim misalmim. As a result, they ignore milas bonein b'tovas shabari mashbilahem. They're unable to contemplate the tovas that they are receiving, because the more that you're unsatisfied with what you have, because you feel that there's so much more that you could obtain, you're unable to reflect on how much good you're already enjoying. Because there's this push, because there's such a great desire to fill that feeling of need, it's a very, very strong desire to fulfill one's taivas and to reach those shivas, those gashmistic aspirations. The natural push is to be dissatisfied with what you have, as much as you gain, as much as you're able to achieve. You're always looking for the next level to get more. And you want to get to the next level. What that ends up doing, if that's your attitude, then whatever good you're already the beneficiary of, what happens is, it's in your eyes, it's minimalized. In your eyes, it's minimalized. It doesn't have the same value, and you can't appreciate what you have. So even the great gifts that have been bestowed upon you, they look small. They look insignificant. And it's almost like a vicious cycle. Because the more that you want, the more you desire, the less what you have seems to be sufficient and satisfactory. The more that what someone else has that you don't have yet seems out of your hands, out of your reach. So you want that. So what you do have ends up looking bad, ends up insignificant, and you can process that as you being disadvantaged. When you have that perspective, so all the Tovos HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, you can't appreciate that. And that the whole impetus, the most effective way to drive your Avodas Hashem is to always be able to look around you at the Tovos that you've been blessed with, but you can't even see that any of them are a blessing because it's always not enough. There's always something more that I don't yet have. So how do you ever get that off the ground? How do you ever inspire that Avodas Hashem to be able to look to the next level when you don't feel like there's anything to be appreciative for? What's number two? Person comes to this world in a certain sense parallel to an animal that's completely unintelligent. A small little donkey. When a person is born, Pasuk says in Eov, it's like he's just a wild young donkey. Because we grow up accustomed and acclimated to an environment with so many toes from Hashem, and there are so many of them, we're rooted into this reality, to the point that all those tovos that are part of our environment, we're used to them, and we're so familiar with them. He says they become part of my very essence, and they end up being taken for granted because you think like I can never lose this. It's existed since I was born. I was born with a certain degree of comfort and a certain set of pleasures or conveniences or luxuries, and that can't exist outside of my life because I've never had an existence that didn't include these tovos. And even as a person grows and becomes more mature and their mind is more sophisticated, this nekuda can remain stagnant. The simplicity that a person is born with, and we know when a child is young, they do take things for granted because there's always people doing things for them. Their parents are always doing things for them. People are always giving them because they're unable to do anything on their own. But that can have the danger of generating a certain normalization of these tovos, and you can't appreciate them, even as you get older, because you've never had an existence without that. And you never thank Hashem for those things. You never recognize that those are tovos from Hashem because you don't know what the world looks like without those things. You never thank Hashem for these things because you don't even know what a great benefit it is and how great is the one who delivered these tovos to you. So just in the most extreme example, right? We don't thank Hashem for the ability to breathe. If you meet someone who's suffering, Rahman al-Islam, from coronavirus, or you meet someone who has asthma, or you meet someone who has a lung problem, respiratory disease, and they can't sleep without a machine, or they're constantly monitoring their physical activity so that they're not working the respiratory system too hard, and if they do chas v'shalom, they're unable to breathe properly, and that could be very dangerous. But right? Only when you encounter someone who's lacking some of the basic benefits that you're born with, that you take for granted, then hopefully you can begin to say, oh, this is a tov from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is something that I should appreciate and thank Hashem for constantly. Kol neshama ta'aloka ha'aloka. Kol neshima u'neshima. For every breath that a person takes, there needs to be a hallelujah. There has to be a thankfulness to Hashem. Just close with a quick story, which has always encapsulated this yisod for me. Again, just a brief review. What did we do today? We gave two primary reasons why people don't naturally, and unfortunately, they can go an entire lifetime without recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed at every moment of their lives, which can drive their avodas Hashem in a very profound way. Number one, because if I always want more, if I'm never satisfied, if I don't have the Ezehu Ashir HaSamech B'chalko, the constant need to be higher on the totem pole, higher on the list, the 400 or 500, whatever it is, higher on the in the hierarchy of the people in my community, I want more. I need what that guy has. So when you're always looking beyond and you don't appreciate the here and now what you already have, so you can never stop and reflect and say, okay, this is a tov, it's a chesed. I should be thankful for what I haven't given. A and B, so much of what we need to be thankful for that can help us appreciate the constant chesed Hashem bestows upon us, our chesedim that we've had since we're born, as long as we can remember. We've never lived outside of that reality, so we have a hard time looking back and saying, wait a minute, this is not something I should take for granted. When I was a little younger than you, I think Shana Aleph, so my parents actually lived in Eretz Israel for a short period of time. And they were there my first year in Israel after high school, and my father was working. He was there, paid for by a Fulbright fellowship. Those of you familiar, the United States State Department sends academics, scientists, all different fields to go to countries all over the world, and they sponsor them to spend the year living in the country, developing new, it could be academic structures, could be medical structures, could be other infrastructure to help the country develop new progress in any of the areas that the experts whom they are sent are able to help generate. So my father was sent to work at Hebrew University for the year. So sometime around this time of year, October, November, I came back from yeshiva for Shabbos, and my father took me up to his office on Har Tzofim. I don't know if anyone's ever been to Har Tzofim. It's a glorious view, I don't know the way to describe it, of Yerushalayim, the old city, from the backside. We're used to coming down Shar Yafo and entering the Kotel and seeing what was the backside of the Beis HaMikdash, right? The Beis HaMikdash facing forward was towards Har Zeisim, towards the east. When you come to the western wall and come to the Kotel, you see the back of the Beis HaMikdash. If you come from the eastern side, from Har Tzofim, Har Zeisim, then you see what was the front of the Beis HaMikdash and the eastern entrances from that perspective. And when most people don't usually get that view, but you see the entire old city, and you see the hills on the left, and you see the expanse of the old city to the right, and the new city of Yerushalayim continuing as far as you can see out beyond towards the west. And I remember going there with a beautiful sunset over Har HaBayis. And one of my reactions, was to take that in, and I sort of have a snapshot in my mind of the beautiful view that that I was privileged to see on that day. Fast forward till May of that same year, or the next year, the end of Mashana Aleph, and I went up to just about the same place. For those of you familiar with the story of the paratroopers retaking Yerushalayim in 1967, so they also came from the same direction, from the east. They started up on the hilltops and then went down the valley into Shar HaRayot on the eastern side and went, door to door, hand to hand combat through the streets of Yerushalayim until they were able to make the Har HaBayis and Baruch Hashem recapture the city. And I don't know, someone, I don't know if it was my parents or someone, hooked us up with a tour where on Yom Yerushalayim at night, they actually take you along the same path that the Tzanchanim took, and to, you know, sort of relive, reenact that that march down into the old city from up up where they began. So we were standing almost at the same place, and once again, I was able to behold that beautiful view from the eastern side. The only difference was that this time, after a year of learning in yeshiva, it was very, very blurry. It was very, very blurry. And my eyesight, which was always 20/20 or better, had deteriorated, Baruch Hashem, from spending the year sitting over the Gemara, and as maybe it happened to some of you guys as well. And my vision was no longer what it was. And I could not take in that same view and all of its beauty, even though I was standing pretty much at the same place. But my vision wasn't the same as it was before. I think that summer I got glasses. And it made me realize that something that you take as posh, as so easy and for granted since you're born. You have your eyesight since you're born. And at the moment that you start to lose that clarity and that sharpness of your vision, I wasn't that old, right? You say to yourself, I'm in the same place, and now it doesn't look as beautiful as it was. Now I can't see it. You realize Hashem gives you so many blessings, but He can also take it away from you in a second. And every one of us can personalize on our own level things that we have enjoyed and maybe we lost. And we ask ourselves, like, you know, I didn't even realize. Do I appreciate how special that is now that I'm unable to enjoy? Or I know someone who no longer has that capacity, or no longer has that simple functioning. And it should inspire a new appreciation of the tovos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and never, ever, ever to take anything for granted, and inspire us to look at other things that we haven't lost, Baruch Hashem, and value the fact that we are blessed with those things. And when we do that, you can walk around every second of the day thanking Hashem for the sunshine. It's November and the weather's beautiful. Baruch Hashem, we can go outside and get some fresh air. In a COVID reality where we need to get outside. It's healthy to be outside. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed us with a day that was 75 degrees. In November, it's crazy. Every little thing, normal, abnormal, it's part of our lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us chesed at every moment. We should be zochah to have our eyes open, our ears open, and our minds open to appreciating this chesed in every second. Have a wonderful night, Rabbi. I'll see you tomorrow, Mr. Shem, 9:15. Good night.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Rabbi.